Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
But it's so do you. It's the Epstein list. It's a mystery list. But the twist is a myth of a list that we all just missed. Be an optimist, not a pessimist. If you wish to persist, it's probably best you forget that list. Now what were we talking
Hello
about?
Hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here with my co-host Melissa Lucas. And welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3. Voice of the free, Vox Populi, voice of the people. Catch us here every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Listen, as you probably figured out, I'm a Trump supporter, an unapologetic, unwavering conservative Republican, President Donald John Trump supporter. Some don't like what the president says and how he expresses himself, but I respect and like the fact that he has no filter and says what's on his mind and in his heart. That being said, I'm also a Constitution supporter, especially the First Amendment. This means that I believe that every American has the right to believe what they want and the right to express those beliefs, even if those beliefs are completely counter to mine in every way. I love and respect my liberal brothers and sisters. I don't have to agree with them, but hurling insults at each other and hating each other on both sides is not the answer. This is a fundamental truth and the reason this show exists. We have come to a crossroad in America where the divide is growing wider every day and needs to end. Without us trying to find common ground, we will never unite as a country and form a more perfect union. Why not try to have civil discourse? Why not try to understand each other? Why not try to find common ground? Melissa, how about letting our listeners know our guests today, our staff that makes the show happen, and let our listeners know how to reach out to us on Common Ground, featured on KNTR Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Scott. Welcome back to KNTR 106.75 and 3 Voice of the Free. We are coming to you live here from the beautiful Lake Havasu City. You can call in at 928-857-5687 or text us in at 928-727-5566. If you're coming from outside of Lake Havasu, please put a 1 in front of those numbers. And today we have Marissa June, who is our producer in-house. We've got Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator back there somewhere, and Paul Lavoie is our operations manager, is in the house as well. We've brought back our guest who's running for senator on the Democratic ticket, Brian McMahon.
Hey, we got it right.
Yes, I got this.
We did it.
And this is our 20th episode.
No, you're lying.
Of Common Ground, and we are doing Epstein 2.0. There was a lot of things that we didn't get into last time we did Epstein and some new developments. So welcome back to the show, Brian. Thank you for coming.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I just want to start. You talked about trying to get common ground and having conversations. And I think this is probably one topic that we're going to find. I don't care if you're an independent or Democrat or Republican. I think a huge majority of people agree with what is going on is wrong. And we're focusing in the wrong area.
Absolutely. And the more Trump says stop talking about it, the more the people want to talk about it. And people keep saying, well, there's all these distractions that's coming up and all these things. What do you think? Do you think that he's distracting and deflecting?
Oh, sure. Out of the blue, now we should arrest Obama and convict him. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know that that's out of the blue. I mean, Obama is
how about Kash Patel saying he didn't grow up in the FBI, and mysteriously, he's found the secret vault of secrets. So no other FBI director's found it since J. Edgar Hoover. Come on.
Well,
this is all distraction.
Maybe the other FBI directors weren't looking.
Oh, and Kash Patel found the mystery door that opens up, but nobody else did. I kind of just find that unlikely.
Hmm. So what do you think about any connection with Diddy and the Epstein situation? Because did you see that the U.S. Department of Justice fired their prosecutor who worked on cases against both Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell? And she is the daughter of the former FBI director, James Comey.
Isn't it interesting that she was fired immediately after Pam Bondi went to go talk to Trump about his name was listed in the Epstein information?
It is interesting that's the timing, I suppose, is interesting.
And it's also interesting, you would think that you would want the expert that actually convicted Maxwell, that she was the lead attorney that convicted her, that she might be part of the process of going and interviewing her again. One would think that you would do that, but you don't want. We're not looking for facts. In fact, when we went go down to interview Ghislaine Maxwell, we send Trump's personal attorney / assistant attorney general and a deputy with them. Two of them go the day after Representative Comey, who sees the House Oversight Committee, the day after that they have a bipartisan support to compel her to testify in front of their committee. Just lots of coincidences. There's just so many coincidences.
That is a lot of coincidences.
I have thought about the Diddy thing, but I haven't. I think that's probably a little premature of getting a bunch of information, but I have no doubt that there could be a connection.
Well, I'm sure that there's a lot of the same people on the Diddy list and the Epstein list. I mean, the elites that we're talking about here. Is that a text message already? Not surprising, because
well,
this is a hot topic. You guys,
topic.
Text us in 928-727-5566. We really are curious about what you guys think about what's happening here. All right, this text says, what Obama did was the most treasonous thing a president has ever done. The Epstein situation should inherently come second to that. Well, this isn't a distraction. The Epstein situation is a criminal case, sure, but it has nothing to do with national security issues.
So,
well, do you want to answer this one, Scott?
I do. So it is abundantly clear through massive amounts of reporting, testimony, and documentation that Hillary Clinton, in fear of losing the election, had worked with sources to create a dossier that was later debunked and found to be not accurate in any form or fashion to try to undermine the candidacy of the President of the United States, who became the President of the United States. She was part and parcel of the Obama administration. I doubt sincerely that at the time President Obama could be completely unaware of what was going on. His amount of complicit behavior in that is highly suspect and subject to scrutiny, but at the same time, he had to know what's going on. There's no way he could not be aware of what was happening.
And this text is also replying to you saying that the democracy was undermined.
I believe the democracy is constantly under attack on both sides of the party. The weaponization of the Department of Justice in the previous administration, as well as potentially the weaponization of the Department of Justice in this. Well, it's too early to know how deep the...
Oh, it's not.
Well, we can talk about that. Hold on. Let me finish my point. I believe that recently, in recent administrations, the Department of Justice, and we got a call, has been using the presidency and the administrations have been using the Department of Justice to exact revenge and exact
Hello?
Punishment. We have a call now. Welcome to Common Ground on KNTR.
Yes, I'd like to hold on to speak on the air.
Yes.
Oh, am I on the air?
You are on the air as we speak.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Ron. I'm
hi, Ron.
Someone that's made a couple comments, positive and a little criticism to Steve Greeley about you guys. Good show.
Can you turn your radio down a little bit?
The background noise?
In fact, I'll turn it off. Anyway, I want to make two comments here, and I think your audience is going to appreciate it. I do not agree. I agree that Mr. Trump is totally open to speak his mind, yes. But he does have filters, so you're not giving him the credit he deserves. He knows what not to say. The man's brilliant. So he's just not an open book with no filters, as you
look. Oh, it was a broad generalization, and I apologize to my listeners.
Yeah, there you go. He doesn't deserve a broad generalization.
Well, what I meant was, when I made that comment, is compared to other presidents, he speaks his mind and speaks his heart.
Now that's accurate, but that's not what you said. You said,
well,
you
I'll correct no myself. I'm correct.
So
he has.
You're good. And the other comment I wanted to say is that you make, and again, a broad brush of why can't the other side have, you know, all of us have some common ground. I think we need to understand that the far left does not want to have common ground. They're in a ends justify the means. They will keep going. You know, look, New York is about to be taken over by a communist mayor.
And I
understand
that.
There is no way they want and will. Hopefully, there could be a miracle. You never know. We all can hope for the best.
So, Ron, I want to make a comment on your initial comment about a broad generalization about Trump and not giving him the credit. You're now not giving the liberals and Democrats any credit by broad generalizing the fact that all of them are this way and all of them. That is not true. We have some people who are reasonable. I'm involved closely with a member of the Democratic Party in Mojave County, and this person does not like Donald Trump. This person does not like Republican policies, but she's also reasonable. She's also She also listens to the opposing opinion and doesn't hurl insults. So I think.
Okay, let me interject. You're right. Okay, I was only going by what I felt you were saying. Wouldn't it be great if the left? Now, when I hear the left, and you didn't specify, I think that's good. Now, I don't just mean the far left. I mean liberals on the left of center. Okay, that we could have some common ground with, and we do, and we can reach it with regular liberals. But when you said left, I heard the left.
Okay, so Ron.
So we're on the same page.
Is what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that we can bridge the divide a little bit, bring some people closer together, have people question the direction that both sides are going.
Let's understand this. That is never, and I'm underscoring the word never, going to happen, at least what it looks like right now. That's why I say miracles can happen.
Pray.
Challenge accepted. We are trying.
That they don't want, they're not going to go for any compromise, no common ground. They will not. Schumer is not going for common ground. And let me also add that people like that and Schiff and all those guys, and that I do believe it's easy to say to try to balance things out, but Pam Bundy at the moment, at the moment, I do not see her at all, and I mean at all, in any issue, weaponizing the Department of Justice.
Well, listen. I appreciate your opinion.
Let me finish this one last point.
Go ahead.
She has so much to correct from the last 4 years that name me one issue that she is weaponizing because she's going for justice. What she's weaponizing the Department of Justice.
Well, it goes to the top. It goes. Ron, I will go to the topic of today.
How about Epstein?
So,
Epstein? No, not at all.
Hold on, Ron. You got to let me talk, please.
According to, I know I do, but according to Mark Levin, there is no weaponizing from the.
Ron, all I'm saying is the. Ron, you have to let me talk. The appearance of Bondi in the initial part of her, of her time in the Department of Justice. Held up a binder indicating that she had evidence and she had the whole file in her hand and that it will soon be released. And then clearly the biggest uproar was the backtracking of that. Okay?
Right.
And so in a way, don't you see how other people could look at that as weaponizing by using the Department of Justice. So I have to wrap this up.
But you're not saying one point. Well, we'll wrap it up at one.
No, I have to wrap it up. I'm getting a hard break from my engineer.
The left is using this as a way to not acknowledge Trump, and they want to keep harping on Epstein.
Thank you for your call. I got to go. Thank you, Ron. Call back again, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was interesting. It went off topic, but then drove it right back to topic again because the whole Pam Bondi, I believe that Pam Bondi's error, whether it was at the direction of our president or others. We're going to talk about that when we get back from our break. We absorbed it with text and phone calls. See you back here on Common Ground, KNTR.
106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on KNTR 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. I'm going to give a quick shout-out to part of our sponsors here. Thank you so much. If it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't be here for free. All right, Blonzy Steakhouse, voted the best steakhouse in Lake Havasu. It's located at 4501 London Bridge Road. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner open at 7 a.m. every day of the week. Next, we have Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. This is where I get my stuff for my 69Z28 Camaro. These guys can get anything at Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware.com. You can just go and pick it up in the store today, whatever you want. They're right on Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Next, we have Annie's Thrift Shop. Annie's Thrift Shop is in Kingman, and they donate part of each sale to a local charity, which is awesome. It's more than a bargain. It's a blessing. So then, now we're on to Top Turf AZ. They have the largest showroom in Lake Havasu. Top Turf AZ is located on 92 North Lake Havasu Avenue, and they will match or beat any local competitor's price guaranteed. Next, we have Salt of the Earth Holistic Healing Center. They have detoxifying lymphatic drainage, full body massage, discounts for veterans and first responders. Salt of the Earth is located on Mesquite and Smoketree. And the owner of that happens to be my firstborn child. I know. All right, back to the show. I have some text messages that came in during the commercial, so I'm going to read them now. This one is talking, this is a text message to the caller, which is, it's all fun when you guys text about the callers, and it's pretty awesome that we can talk to you guys all here in lifetime. Okay, so the text says, BS, we can have common ground when we come to the table. All of the left may not want to listen, but some will.
Absolutely.
And they can spread logic and reason to the rest of them. So before I go into this next text, I personally have a comment about this. So one of the things that I do is I reach out to my friends that are on the left, and I ask them to come to be a guest on the show. And some of the times, people that will really run their mouth on my Facebook and stuff, I'll invite them to the show. They don't want to put a microphone in front of them. Another time I was talking to somebody, this is somebody who I deeply respect, a very professional person, who is very far left, and I asked her if she could come on the show and explain what the show was about. And she said, I don't want to find common ground with you people. I don't. So
you people, that's the best part.
That's what she said. I'm just saying. And I, you know, I'm like, okay, well, fine, you know, very much but she was very passionate about saying that she didn't even want to come to the table. And so, yes, the caller was correct that there are some people out there that absolutely, you can call it the Trump derangement syndrome or whatever. They just are, they're so, anti-discussing
okay,
it, so, they don't want
so
to.
So, real brief before we move on to the next text. If we don't come together, the majority of the left, the majority of the right come together. If we stay fractured like we are right now, our country's doomed.
Agreed.
We can't exist like this much longer. The fact that this person, along with millions, potentially others, that don't want to come to the table, what is the alternative?
Civil war?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it'll be a social civil war. It'll be like where left leaning and left wing radicals who own a restaurant, like you own restaurants. Well, you know, Republicans and conservatives are not allowed to come in.
Right.
We'll have just
or families. Like, what do you do about that? Like, if your cousin is.
Yeah,
whatever.
Can't,
like you can't,
it can't exist like
you
this.
You can't go to their wedding? You know,
so to all my far left, oh, here we got another call already. But anyway, all my far left friends and far right friends, envision a country where we can all get along and talk to each other and not yell at each other and try to get reason instead of hatred and blind anger. That's how we move forward. That's how we go.
Oh, we got
and we
caller?
Do have another call, which is pretty cool. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Hi. 10 seconds, guys. This is Ron.
Hey, Ron. Oh, God. Here we go. I'm ready.
No, oh, God. It's not, oh, God.
I'm just kidding. No, in a good way. I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
That's okay, Ron. I got another text for you here.
I'm just asking for 10 seconds, guys.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, the guy that said BS is not true. I heard you. And I found common ground with you, and to Sir whoever said BS, I did agree. Yes, not the far, far left, but there are lots of liberals and people on the left that will find common ground and work with the other side.
Ron, can you stay on the phone for a second? Because we got a text in response to you again. So
yes.
Hold on a second.
Okay, Ron, this is for you. It says, the caller has the same issue the far left has, stuck in their ways and not open to the possibility of union. Yes, there are extremists that will not find common ground, but we have to be in a state of to open to the mic to all sides so we can hear and recognize everyone's viewpoints so we will be better prepared to compromise.
How do you feel about that?
Can I comment on that? Okay,
absolutely.
Again, they're not hearing. I agreed with your host that, again, they're not hearing. They're only, I am not that extreme. I agree. So all you guys that are saying I'm being extreme as the left, I agree. Do I need to spell out the words?
No, Ron, we're good.
We can't find common ground.
We can.
With liberals, yes.
Let me ask you a quick question, Ron. Do you believe that the path that we're on right now is sustainable?
Right.
As far as civil discourse, as far as the two-party system, in the current way it is
now? No, it's not. It's
common
not.
Ground,
it's
I agree.
But to all your comments, don't waste your time saying that I'm, to you guys, the BS, and I'm being as far left as, far right as the far left. I agree with...
We're good. Ron, you and I are golden on this one.
Thank you for your call, Ron.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, I do have another text here. This one is for you, Brian. It says, this question is for your Democratic guest. Who is the person behind the curtain in the Democratic Party that puts... out the nationwide talking point of the day? It always seems like the Democrats are speaking about the same topic over the course of a day. Well, that's an interesting point. Like you'll see the sharpest attack with Biden, when Biden was obviously in a cognitive decline, and all of the media, the left media across the board, said that he was sharp as attack on the same day.
I have an answer, but Ron, you
but
go first.
They're asking Brian. Who's go. Behind the curtain? Brian, tell us.
I'm assuming, no different than the Republican National Committee, I'm sure somebody from the Democratic National Committee helps make those statements. But again, it's not one-sided. Let's just be honest. It goes both sides. We have something go awry, and we have people in Congress saying this, 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 and this. And they repeat the same thing that goes on.
And
it goes on both sides.
It does. And common ground on that one. Now, also, just keep in mind, you have a 24/7 media, both social media and broadcast media, that have people watching everything that everyone else says. So when a phrase comes out, and it's in the same day, they're all using the same phrase, what happens is they have people in the boardrooms of these networks. And they have people that tell them, this is what you need to say. This is the current blurb. And they just run with it because they don't want to be left behind. They use the same blurb. Is there direction? 100%. They want to be on the same page. They don't want to contradict and conflict with each other. So those talking points on both sides, they all want to be on the same page.
I'm going to give you an example from yesterday. Trump says, I was never invited to the island. I never had the privilege of going. Of course the Democrats jump on that.
Right.
You had the privilege. You thought it was a privilege to go where they're sexually abusing things.
I think that's just a figure of speech.
So, from your side, it's a figure of speech. from our side, it's a privilege to go to Epstein's where he's already previously been convicted. So we see it differently. You're seeing
right.
it one way. I see it as it was a privilege to go to the sexual fun house.
Oh, my gosh.
To
say that out loud just sounds awful, doesn't it?
It does.
I think we're going to have a show of calls and text only today.
I've got more text messages in here. So this says, who cares if Comey's daughters was fired? every CEO, every director, every president of the United States brings in their own people. Yes, optics suck, but Comey's daughter needs to go along with the rest of the O'Biden and Obama appointments. And then there's another text that says, if Trump has a filter, then Biden got straight A's in law school. Trump is raw, he's a developer, and he fires people on the spot. That's his business.
And not paying people is his business as well. So,
Do you know, this is really interesting. And I'll tell you why it's really interesting, guys.
Oh, and they say that, sorry, I got to interrupt here. This person texted back and said, you didn't answer the question, who's behind the veil? And you just,
you said
DNC. Somebody from the DNC.
I'm assuming.
But
I have
assuming,
no idea.
Right. Yeah, how would you know?
Just like we don't know who's
who was holding the auto pen.
Side. Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's ask George Bush who was holding the auto pen. It works both ways. It was in both sides. So, I mean, it's just like Ron. Ron, you know, says you're a leftist. You're a liberal. I don't consider myself a liberal. I'm a Democrat, but I'm not on this. That's just name calling to me.
Well, we have
is
to
liberal offensive?
It is to me.
Really?
That's an interesting subject.
Interesting.
We have to go on a break. We're going to wind up this segment, and we're rolling this week. And
all right, we'll be back right here, 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
KNTR Common Ground.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. You can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call 928-854-KNTR. And if you're outside of Lake Havasu, please put a 1 in front of the number. And the second half of our sponsors here, we've got Cloud Slingers, the largest vape shop in Arizona with 13 locations, including Lake Havasu City, Bullhead, and Kingman, Top Shelf Juice. And if you mention the promo code KNTR or Common Ground, you get 10% off your entire purchase. So visit cloudslingers.com today. Next, we have Magawatts, M-A-G-A Watts, 100% American-made, defund China, invest in America, visit megawatts.com. They do solar on residential and commercial installations. Next, we have Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. They have absolutely everything that you could need for your pool or your spa. They are family-owned and operated right in the heart of Lake Havasu City, where your backyard oasis begins at 52 Scott Drive. Next, we have Tri-State Equipment Rentals. Tri-State Equipment Rentals has 24/7 support. They're in Lake Havasu City, Fort Mojave, and Phoenix. You can also find them at tristateequipment.com today. Any job you need, they can get it done. And we've got, since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman. They've been selling cars over 40 years with one happy driver at a time. They are right off of Andy Devine, East Andy Devine in Kingman. Okay, back to the show. Brian and Scott Goodman here, coming to you.
Yeah, I just want to address one thing to both our liberal and conservative callers and listeners. Democrats, Republicans, I don't care what your ilk is. It doesn't matter. What we all are, common ground, all of you should agree, we're all Americans. We might not like what we have to say. We might disagree with things. We might be diametrically opposed on every subject that pertains to politics. That doesn't mean that we aren't all Americans and that we all are striving for a better life for ourselves, our families, and our country. That being said, I turn that over to you, my dear.
All right. Well, let's get back to what we started talking about here, Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. Let's go back to when he originally, Brian, are you familiar with his original arrest and conviction and his time in the slammer?
Yes. Well, I don't know that slammer is a pretty liberal word.
Well, according to my research, his time in the slammer or behind bars was pretty comfortable, from what I found. What did you find?
So I think we could call it club fed.
Okay, club fed. That's good.
So. Before we get there, can I take a step back about so people can be educated? So there was dozens of victims in the Palm Beach area.
Right.
And they came forward. They got dozens of victims to testify that Epstein was having sex with underage females. The lead person they were using was a 14-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she had testified. She had come out. Originally, this started as a federal crime, and for some reason, we don't know, the Department of Justice bumped it down to a state crime. And so, which, again, not very many people really know.
Does the state of Florida have more lenient laws than the feds do?
Well, he was only charged with two counts of procuring a person under 18 for prostitution and solicitation. So he was jailed for 18 months. But the big thing was, if they would have gone with the 14-year-old, there's laws based on age. So below 16, he would have been incarcerated for a decade. But they didn't use that. Alex Acosta was the U.S. attorney for Southern Florida, who later became Trump's Secretary of Labor. Anyway, so he created this spiral of issues, and then he handed it off to the state. The state did a non-prosecution agreement, or an NPA, which granted him and unnamed co-conspirators broad immunity from federal prosecution. So basically, by being in the state, they waived the ability to prosecute federally. This was after it was turned out. And so then he, and again, why this all happened, I don't know. The Palm Police police chief criticized the failure of the Justice Department. Said there was a bunch of victims. Also, under federal law, the NPA didn't inform Epstein's victims that they cut a deal. That's a law. It's a federal law. It's not a state law. So the victims who all went out there. Testified, and then they weren't notified that there was a deal cut. And so then, now he goes to Club Fed. So he was sentenced to 18 months in the Palm Beach County Stockade and was granted a liberal work release. He spent 12 hours a day, 6 days a week outside the facility going to his office to work. So how many other people get to go do that? And then he had access to a private room, television, and unmonitored spaces. It was deemed extraordinarily lenient for a convicted sex offender.
Was he allowed to leave Florida?
No. Well.
Who knows?
In 12 hours.
Well, yeah. Okay. Right, well, you have your own jet.
Right. But I think the whole issue is back in 2008 was a problem, right? And I think I'm not trying to create conspiracy, but we don't really know other people that get this kind of treatment, right?
Right. And so he's allowed to leave every single day.
Hold on
a second. 6 days a week.
Real quick, just a quick interjection. Do you remember John DeLorean?
Mm-hmm.
This is another wealthy man with wealthy connections who's a suitcase full of cocaine and didn't go to jail versus a person gets caught with a small crack rock and does 20 years. Right. Okay, so this is not uncommon. This is the rich get rich and the rich get special treatment. Always have, always will, always will. Now, in this particular case, his crimes were heinous and deserved to be the book thrown at him. But it goes back to the rich get special treatment. Has been forever.
And then the one last thing about Epstein, the day before his arrest, neighbors saw, and it was later confirmed, that six hard drives were pulled out of his house. And there was dangling wires where they found the security stuff. So somehow he was tipped off before he was going to be arrested. So somebody knows this is happening. And this is the, I think this is really the beginning of it. It is the money. And we really need to follow the money.
Yeah. How did Epstein get so wealthy?
There's another good question.
I mean, it's a really good question. He has a high school education.
It was real simple. He went to work for Bear Stearns and was working, I believe, with the Wexner money. And he was making huge commissions on capital investments in the hundreds of millions of
but
dollars.
But nothing in blackmail from...
This is before that. This is when he was a young man, before he had any influence, really. He was handling some large accounts, garnering him incredibly large commissions.
It will be interesting, too, if we ever can, find out where all that money came from, because I personally don't believe it was legitimately earned.
It was, initially. Where it went from there is a whole different story.
There's no way he did not make hundreds of millions of dollars in investments.
I agree.
He made hundreds of thousands of dollars off certain things, which equated to like $1.2 million, but half a billion dollars. There's no place. By the way, when after his death, the IRS refunded him a huge amount of money.
Really?
Yeah.
After his death? Doesn't he have an open bank account right now, too? Alleged death?
There's also a...
He got to leave the jail all the time. He obviously has preferential treatment. There's missing time on those videos. Allegedly.
Here's the good news. Whether he's dead, which I believe he is, or if he's alive, we're never going to hear anything from Jeffrey Epstein again, dead or alive. He is living in an interesting place in the afterlife, or he is hiding somewhere in a bunker because he's a very recognizable individual. So in the crazy idea that theoretically that he's still alive, he's not enjoying the same luxuries that he had when he was alive. Iteration.
Yeah.
So let's talk quick when we talk about the money. Why did J.P. Morgan pay $290 million settlement in June of 2023 to over 100 Epstein survivors? Now, there was a victim's compensation fund that came out of Epstein's funds, which paid $120 million, I think.
To like 135 different victims, I think.
Correct.
That's what we went over on the last show with Race Carly.
Yeah, there's a question between 135 and 150, but there's a pool of 225 that made the claims. However, J.P. Morgan paid a $200 million settlement that went to over 100 Epstein survivors.
Where did that money come from?
Well, that is not the same victim's compensation. There was two sets of money. Why did J.P. Morgan decide to pay $290 million? And then they also paid $75 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands for institutional accountability that went to survivor-related services. Also, because he set up a bank in the Virgin Islands. And so, you know, we're talking, $365 million that J.P. Morgan paid out without, and of course, there's no claim that they did anything wrong. So if I was a J.P. Morgan, I had shares in J.P. Morgan, I would be asking, what the hell's going on? Why did you pay this money out? And I want to go buy one share so I can go to their next meeting in New York and ask the question.
Well, here's a good question. We got to wrap this up, but the real quick question that we can think about on break is, where did the money come from, and why did they give it out?
Yeah.
And we're going to be going on a break
really good
here
question.
On KFTR.
All right, you fact checkers,
Radio.
Look it up and call us. Let us know.
106.7, 5 and 3, Common Ground.
Voice of the Free. Back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. We are here with Scott Goodman. This is Melissa Lucas, and I am talking to Democratic Senator candidate Brian McMahon. Did I say it right again?
Of course. You're getting good at it.
I've been practicing. Okay. So, Epstein. Brian brought a bunch of show prep here, and one of them is right on the top. It says, estimated number of Epstein's victims. Where did you look this up? Like Wikipedia? Or
so, I don't use Wikipedia. That's not credible. What I did was I went to AI, and I searched it. And then and what they do is they provide all the references.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and they provide multiple references. And so I would say credible sources.
Okay. So the top thing it says.
That I consider credible sources.
At least 200 victims have been identified through the court records, FBI investigations, and victim testimony. So 200 victims have been identified through the court, at least. Some estimates suggest that the true number may exceed 500 due to the scale, duration, and geographic reach of Epstein's abuse. Those numbers are staggering, and that is why the American people still want to keep talking about it. It's for those victims, those kids that were lured and raped and groomed and abused.
I agree with you, but one correction I would make is that is not true in some ways. People are just interested in burning down rich people and politicians. They want to hear the juice. They want the gossip. No offense to all of the victims, because it's deplorable what happened to them. It's heinous acts. But people are interested in the sound bites. They're not interested in delineated facts. They want to hear that. Here's a list of 500 people that were involved with Epstein, and they're going to start digging through those people and excoriating them in the press, okay? The public interest, I believe, generally, is not in the interest of victims. It's in the interest of tabloid fodder. It's sad to say it, but it's true. I just don't see the large majority of the American populace interested in the minutia of the true victims in all of this, and not the perpetrators. They want to hear about the dirt.
Well, the news today, this morning, I was watching the news, and a lot of the people on the left news are talking about whether or not Trump would consider a pardon for Maxwell in trade for information. From what I saw, Trump just said, I haven't thought about it. It's not appropriate. I don't want to talk about it. He's sort of sloughed it off as far as giving Maxwell a pardon. I personally do not believe that she should get a pardon, because what she did was horrific. She was convicted of taking, you know what she was convicted of.
She facilitated everything.
Yes, she was the one that hunted the children. And
she had control of the homes and who came in. She slept with some of the victims. I mean, she had sex. Let's just talk about it.
Okay.
She had sex with underage children to groom them to say, here's what you should do.
Right. Just massage over here, and here's some money, and it's everything's fine. And these are little, I mean, these are young, vulnerable kids.
She's a sexual predator.
Absolutely. And I absolutely do not believe that she should be pardoned. She was convicted on actual evidence, so she's where she should be.
Well, how do you feel about a reduced sentence versus a pardon?
So, wait a minute. Why are we talking about reducing her sentence
or
a pardon?
Well, no, I'm saying don't agree.
Okay, but I think here's the issue. We really need to look at the politics. We have a deputy attorney general that represented the president as a personal attorney meeting with them. Why haven't they met with the victims? And here's my other question. What is the DOJ building a case? Who are they building a case against? There has to be a reason DOJ would be involved here.
Well, to indict somebody.
You mean like Clinton?
Whoever. All of them.
All right. Well, listen. This is a topic that we may actually sometime soon have a 3.0. But I want to talk about our callers, our people who texted, the topic we had today, and the fact that, you know what, there is common ground. We can all reach out to each other and find areas that we can agree on. We can all agree that Jeffrey Epstein was a scumbag.
Yep.
We can also agree in common ground that Ghislaine Maxwell is a sex predator and a criminal by every extent. She ran a criminal enterprise representing Jeffrey Epstein. She deserves to be where she's at. The other common ground is, look, the Department of Justice is recent iterations is, I hate to say this, and I think my guests will agree, in some cases it's the Department of Injustice. I think that the neutrality that used to exist in the Department of Justice and the FBI, I think, has been sullied in some respect by the recent administrations, both Republican and Democrat. How do you feel about that from a common ground standpoint? Do you feel that its integrity is intact from previous years and decades?
So I will tell you, when Epstein was done in 2008, it was under Bush. You had Obama in there. You had
multiple.
Right. And then you had Trump in there when the whole Epstein thing happened. So it's both sides. This is about money. This money and power.
I'm talking specifically about the Department of Justice and the FBI investigating criminal activity. I feel that my opinion is that it is not neutral as it used to be, as neutral as it used to be.
Absolutely.
It's been politicized on both sides. So there's more common ground.
Right.
And other common ground, I think we can all agree, people were victimized and it should never have happened. It should have been snuffed out 20 years ago.
And we need to consider the victims first.
Thank you for listening on Common Ground, KNTR Talk Radio, 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
We'll catch you next Tuesday at 9 a.m.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.